Exercise 6. To a large degree, our fears are projections of our own minds. Let's say, for example, you're sitting on a park bench on a warm spring day reading a book. You're relaxed and content until someone sits down next to you and distracts you. At that point, you might begin to wonder who he is, why he's chosen to sit there, whether he has some hidden motive. Suddenly, for no reason at all, you're afraid of this poor guy who's just trying to enjoy the day the same way you were until he got there. This is what happens with most panic attacks. If you were afraid of riding in an elevator, you'd begin to anticipate what might happen once you got into the elevator. I'm going to be trapped in there for hours, and no one's going to get me out, and on until you're paralyzed by a fear that is entirely a creation of your own imagination.